You get to stay 21-1883, Provisor versus Weber. Once again, Mr. Martin, whenever you're ready.
Oh, if I may, allow us to go.
Oh, I'm sure.
You'll want to get that.
Yeah. Do you want to take it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, good morning. Pleasure to be here. Craig Martin. I represent Provisor, the appellant, on this particular appeal. We asked the court to reverse the claims construction that read select out of the claim and enter judgment for Provisor on the 531 on all claims. And that is the main argument in this appeal, and I'd like to get right into it.
Yeah, can you make sure you cover my main concern or question here, which is the claim uses the word select as an adjective, not a verb. I think that should be undisputed. And it seems to me that your argument keeps treating it like a verb. So can you keep that in mind when you're giving us your argument here?
Yes, absolutely. And it looks like you have the same Latin education I did when you focus on those types of issues. But in terms of, let me go through it and I'll get to that point. With regard to select differential speeds, that's what the claims construction is about. And the court is well aware of the claims construction law. In terms of the issue on this appeal, this is purely a de novo claims construction. The board, with regard to both of the proceedings that are here, only relied upon intrinsic evidence, the claims, the specification, the prosecution history. With regard to the claims, I will not read you the claim language. With regard to the specification, the specification has two provisions that go to this issue of select and control that are important. One is at Appendix 123, which says the servo motor drives the web material in a closely controlled and precise manner. The other is at Appendix 125, the machine control or computer 54, which is in signal communication with the servo motors. Then where's the action? The action is really in the prosecution history, and that's where the board really, we think, made a mistake by not analyzing the prosecution history. With regard to the prosecution history...
start with the claim language.
Sure.
Is there anything you can point to in the claim language that requires that the controller select the differential speeds?
The short answer, Your Honor, is the claim language is no. It is select differential speeds, and that is the specific claim language. I appreciate the point that it's an adverb, and I'd like to explain, prosecution history.
Is the answer to Judge Prost's question, no, the claims don't help you, right?
No, the claims, look, in terms of...
The answer is no.
The answer to your specific question is no.
Thank you.
The claims say select differential speeds. They don't say something more. They don't put in the word select the differential speeds. They don't say it like that.
They don't say the controller has to do it.
What I just gave you from the claim and the specification is where it's at.
Okay, so the claim doesn't help you. The specification doesn't, the prior art work exactly the same way as the embodiment in the 531 patent?
I'd like to go through the prosecution history. The prior.
I know, and I was just trying to make sure that before, usually we start with the claim language,
right,
go to the spec, and then the prosecution history. I wanted to make clear that there's nothing helpful to you in the claim language and the specification, so we're left to the prosecution history.
Absolutely,
that's
Your Honor.
Where we all are. I just wanted to clarify that's where we all are. So tell us about the prosecution
history. Yeah, so the prosecution history goes like this. The select differential speeds is in the earliest drafts of the claim. It never changes. That's JA355. The prosecution history evidences a very robust debate between the examiner and the applicant. And the examiner goes back and forth with the applicant about this very issue with regard to asking the applicant to explain how you select differential speeds. So the debate that Judge Prest, the issue that you honed in on, verb versus adjective, There's no commentary with regard to that in the prosecution history. Nobody's raising that issue. The examiner and the applicant are going back and forth on, the examiner is asking repeatedly, well, how do you enable this? How does the description teach you to enable this? What does this mean? Fair enough. The same types of questions you might ask if you were going through this.
We're still asking those questions today.
And in response to that.
So tell us, how does it select?
In response to that, the applicant does not say, hey, actually, I'm not arguing that it selects. Instead, the applicant starts engaging with the examiner with regard to how it selects, and the applicant argues repeatedly that the select differential speeds are selected by the computer or the controller, and that is how it is enabled, and that's how the description works. And if you want to look at the debate that goes back and forth, it's JA 765, 791, 838, 855, and 866, and 861. Then, when you get to the end of the debate, and this is what goes to the adjective-adverb question.
Select means to choose a specific speed, like speed 25 versus speed 35.
Yes. Select means to choose.
And in the manner that I just pointed out.
Yes.
Where's that last part, even in the prosecution history? What does it say, or where do we know that
right. We're
talking about specific speeds? Not selecting, but that you got the second part there.
Well, I don't know that you have the second part, but you certainly have the first part in the prosecution history. You certainly have the first part. And where it comes up, Your Honor, is JA 861, when the applicant is engaging in this debate with the examiner, and the applicant is distinguishing a piece of prior art called Lorenzo. And the applicant says, further, the microcontroller 300 in Lorenzo.
Where are you on 861?
Yes, I'm on 861 in the last full paragraph.
Okay. Got it.
And the first sentence is as set forth, and then the second sentence I was about to do a dramatic reading of. And that sentence says, further, the microcontroller 300 in Lorenzo does not select differential speeds of the first and second drivers such that the tension of the web material between the drawing station and the feed station is controlled as required by element E of select 1. So here you have the applicant engaging in this argument about adequate description and enablement with the prosecutor, and the applicant is distinguishing Lorenzo by using the verb, does not select.
So maybe that's one embodiment to your claims, but are you asking us to read this as the full extent of your claims, and why would we do that?
Well, because, look, in terms of the language of select, when you parse through the prosecution history, Your Honor, and you use language the way many people use it, as opposed to those of us who may have gone to Catholic elementary school, and you look at select, the applicant is clearly saying to the prosecutor or the examiner that, unlike Lorenzo, we select. Saying Lorenzo does not select. He's making it clear.
Are you saying they're telling the examiner we're using select as a verb and not as an adjective?
I'm saying that language uses as a verb to select and says we do not do that.
You already conceded from the get-go your claim doesn't use select as a verb.
No, the claim does not. I have to concede that. but as you go through the prosecution history, when they're explaining what is going on, they are saying that we select. They say Lorenzo does not select. The implication is clearly that we select. And they go on to talk about how they adjust the speeds on the very next page. So in terms of looking at the claim, the specification, and the prosecution history as a whole, Your Honor, it suggests that select has meaning, and select means select to choose, which is consistent with this court's jurisprudence in the few cases where you have examined the word select. And those cases are National Recovery and Neurographics, which are cited in our brief.
I think you would agree that our cases clearly want you to construe terms and understand terms in the context in which they're presented. So select clearly can be a verb or it can be an adjective, and it's only the context that will determine which of those it is. So I'm not sure the fact that we've construed it as a verb in other cases helps you here.
Well, in terms of select, when there's an argument with regard to the examiner and the applicant about how this works, and no one's talking about the difference between an adverb or a verb, there's no linguistic conversation going on.
But
they're trying to.
That's not the case here. We've already settled here with your beginning of your argument that select in this case is not a verb.
Oh, I agree because that's the way the language of the claim is written. That's the plain English. But when you look at the prosecution history and you look at the way they are using it, regardless of whether it's an adjective or a verb.
What does it matter if we've already established that select is not a verb? But why do you want to take us to the prosecution history and show us that there was discourse there about whether select is a verb or not? We've already said that in this case it's not.
Well, because, Your Honor, the way the examiner and the way the applicant understand and approved the patent was to use select in a more loose way. So while I have to acknowledge English, and I have to go back to Catholic elementary school, I might suggest to Your Honors that the prosecutor and the examiner were not being as precise as Judge Proust is with regard to that question. And that never appears in any of the dialogue. But when you get to the prosecution history and they are explaining what select means, they clearly are talking about select to choose because they're distinguishing Lorenzo based on choose or not choose. And he's saying Lorenzo does not choose and select. We do. That's clear. That's what the debate is that's going on there. So in terms of interpreting that term, when you look at the language, and I'm sorry that the prosecutor and the examiner do not use the language as precisely as we may like, when you look at all of the intrinsic evidence, they're talking about to choose and to select, and that's the way it is used.
You're into your rebuttal time. Do you want to
I'll
keep
take
going?
One, sure. I have a couple other points I want to make. So, you know, and when you dig into that further, and this is where the board really exceeded its authority, the debate with regard to enablement, the debate with regard to adequate written description that's going on, is beyond the board's authority. So in terms of the claims that are at issue here, The claim select has meaning that derives from the prosecution history. And I suggest to the court that the larger body who prosecutes patents and examines patents are not necessarily, they're not necessarily choosing perfect linguistic words, so that select has meaning.
Just to be clear for the record, I never had the privilege of going to a Catholic elementary school, nor did I, unfortunately, take Latin, but I still learned the difference between adjectives and verbs. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. You didn't miss much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Ralph Powers. I'm here on behalf of Weber. Regarding the select differential speed limitation in the IPRs, Provisor argued for a construction that indicated that the controller must select specific, calculated, or predetermined different speeds.
I understand that, and you've heard the discussion we've had with your friend here, but indeed the phrase select differential speeds does imply that speeds are selected at some point, right?
Something must be doing the control.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
And therefore, so some speeds are selected at some point. So how, in your view, is that done here in this claim?
Well, the patent specification tells us.
Okay.
The patent specification tells us that there's a sensor loop that's in signal communication with a controller, and the controller is in signal communication with one or more drivers. That loop is what controls the accumulation of the slack material within the slack web, or the slack loop. And that, Your Honors, is just like what was disclosed in the prior art reference, Jordan.
So why is it that when the loop in one of these diagrams goes down below, and then you see the sensor that senses that there's too much loop there, the controller will select to bring up the loop, or right? Well, why isn't that selecting a specific speed? I mean, it has to have some specificity to it in order for the loop to rise above the sensor to the appropriate level.
There's nothing in the patent specification that requires any precision in the speed. It is just gross motor speed that is adjusted in response to the signal from the sensor.
But it's got to be enough to get above the sensor.
It does have to exhibit control, Your Honor. That's true.
So we have enough. Wouldn't you say that is an objective speed point that has to be reached? So you're selecting that?
No, Your Honor, I don't think so. I'd say that all that's required is that the motor is adjusted so that the loop is taken up or that the loop is increased in slack. So that's what's described. That's exactly what's described in the one and only embodiment that's in the patent. And that's at the end of column 8 onto the top of column 9. And that is almost coterminous with what's described in the prior art reference that the board applied here. So if I can take you to our red brief, I believe it's page 33. No. Page 12, apologies. Here we have the prior art Jordan lined up with the disclosure of the one and only embodiment on point in the 531 patent. You can see that what we have is a feedback loop where there's a non-contact sensor that senses the amount of slack or accumulation that's in the slack loop.
Where are you reading from?
Page 12 of the red brief, Your Honor.
Okay.
It's a chart there, right there. We're comparing the prior art reference Jordan mm-hmm. to the specification at issue here. And if the sensor senses too little, then the take-up rollers 24 in Jordan or motor 506 in the patent can be increased in speed. And if the loop becomes too large, then the take-up rollers or the motor can be slowed. That's the level of disclosure that we have in the patent, and that's exactly what we have in the prior art. So there's really no principled way to read these claims in a way that excludes the prior art, but somehow includes the one and only embodiment that's disclosed in the patent.
The board, your position is that the controller, the embodiments in which a controller is selecting the speeds is not a limitation of the claims. It's not required, correct?
That is true, Your Honor.
Would such an embodiment be within the scope of the claims, however?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So it is captured by the claims, but it is not the full extent of it.
That's exactly correct. And the board made specific fact findings on that point, Your Honor. Even under provisor's construction, the prior art meets the claims. So at Appendix 21, the board held that Jordan indisputably controls the amount of accumulated paper in its shaft by varying the differential speed between its rollers. The board continued, Jordan's take-up rollers are driven at two different speeds when compared to the speed of its feed rollers, and these two different comparative speeds constitute two different relative or differential speeds, Appendix 22. The board then continued that Jordan's disclosed electronic computer is in signal communication with its first and second drivers. That analysis is at Appendix 26 through 27. So that's how Jordan achieves control of its slack loop. It has an electronic computer, a controller, in signal communication with both of the drivers on either side of the slack loop, and it has a sensor that senses the amount of accumulation in the slack loop, just like the patented issue here.
Anything further?
Your Honors, I would like to touch briefly on the tension control issue.
Your friend didn't raise that.
Fair enough.
Right. I think it's probably better that you rest on the
case. But I will rest. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you.
So, briefly, back to claims construction. The phrase select differential speeds, as I think the questions pointed out, certainly implies that there are differential speeds and that something is selecting differential speeds. That, in terms of these patents, the 531, the differential speed, the select differential speed is designed to control the tension. With regard to the prior art, which shouldn't come into claims construction, but the prior art, just so that you have it, the loop in the prior art, if you look at the prior art, the purpose of that is to keep a loop intact using suctions and vacuums and springs so that the loop goes like this. And that is the issue with regard to the prior art. The solution with regard to the 531 is to select differential speeds that control the tension going across and speeding up the machine, and that is the invention that is at issue here. With regard to select, I think you have to read this as a whole as opposed to anything else. And in terms of if you read select out of differential speeds, you've basically eviscerated the invention that is discussed in the patent and the improvement. And that's the critical issue.
Thank you.
So thank you.
We thank both sides, and the case is submitted.